the Jewish people are defined as Rachmanim, kind, compassionate people, a nation that's sensitive to one another and everyone's pain. Perhaps for this reason alone, it's why we find the unique conflict in recent news, where we find numerous Israeli soldiers refusing to evict Jewish families in the West Bank city of Hebron. They blocked roads so that the buses filled with soldiers and police officers couldn't travel into Hebron. Can you imagine such a scene occurring in the United States? I can't. But this is the unique sensitivity that one Jew has for the other. Which leads us to a very difficult section in this week's Parsha. The Torah tells us that there is a time in which we must lose our sense of care, of kindness, of compassion. The Torah tells us with regard to an Ir HaNidachas, a wayward and rebellious city, a city filled with idol worshippers, and as the Torah says, B'nai Blial, lawless, corrupt people. What are we instructed to do to stop their corrupt, terrible behavior? Haketaka es Yoshve Ha'ir Ha'hi Lefi Charev. We are instructed to wipe out those people, those wayward individuals in that city, Lefi Charev, with a sword. Hacharem Osav Yes Kol Asher Ba Ves Behemto Lefi Charev. Everything is destroyed. And then the Torah continues. That will take all of their belongings, their possessions, and will put it in the town square. And it will be consumed, destroyed with a huge bonfire. Completely destroyed. It should remain as a heap, and it shall never be rebuilt, ever. And then the Torah tells us something unbelievable. The Torah says, "V'nasan l'cha rachamim," that Hashem will bestow upon us compassion, kindness, empathy. Asks the Or HaChaim, what's going on over here? I understand that this city, a city which is filled with Oyvei Avodah Zarah, idol worshippers, in which idol worship is not just bowing down to a rock, to a piece of wood, it includes human sacrifice, murder, immorality, and complete licentiousness. Sometimes we must apply the rule of Vi'arta Hira Mikirbecha, that the evil, the corruption, must be removed from our midst. But how could the Torah say, V'nasin l'cho rachamim? Ask the Or HaChaim, Kavanas Maimer Zekan, the intention of this sentence is Lefi Shetziva Al Irani Dachas, Shiahargu Kol Ir Lefi Charev. We are told this is not optional. We must destroy the entire city, the sword. V'afil behemtem, even their animals. But what's the possible outcome when we listen and follow the Torah, this mitzvah verbatim? Masa hazeh yoyled teva hachzarius b'leiv ha'adam. The potential of cruelty, of insensitivity, that will remain within us because we had to go through these motions. And this is something we find in other cultures. Explains the Or HaChaim, there were Yishmaelim, Katarotzchim, B'maimer HaMelech. They were instructed that they are the ones that will be the executioners, listening to the words of the king. Sentence these people to death. What ended up happening? They were able to grow into this position, into the job. Shehargim Adam, the time when they would kill a human being, they had a cheshek gadol. They began to really enjoy it. They did it with a twinkle in their eye. And therefore, v'nichrasa mehem shoresh harachamim v'ayil achzor. They lost their care, their kindness, their compassion, and they became cruel, terrible people. And therefore, explains the Arachayim, it's necessary that Hashem must counterbalance this lack of sensitivity which will be placed within us by fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem, v'nosen l'chorachamim, that He must give us kindness. He must give us a greater sense of passion and care more than we ever had before. So you see, it is clear from this Or HaChaim that our actions have a direct effect on us. Just because we're obligated to follow the law, we also must remember that even a mitzvah such as this can produce insensitivity and potential violence in the future. The Torah tells us later on in Parshat Ki Tetze an unusual mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain. A person is walking in the forest and maybe they want some eggs and they see in the nest a mother on its young, on the eggs. Says the Torah, Shaleach tishalach esa'im v'esabonim tikachloch. You have an obligation to send away that mother bird. And then and only then are you allowed to take those eggs. Asks the Ramban, what is the significance of this mitzvah? We know it's not to show kindness and compassion to those birds. Rather, explains the Ramban, Gamzu mitzvah, even with regard to this, Mivo eret min osov espino, as we also find, Lo sishchatu biyom echad, that you're not allowed to slaughter the mother and its young on the same day. Kiatam Mishneim explains the Ramban the reason for both of these mitzvos. Levilti hios lanu lev achzori v'nircha. That you should not become a cruel person who shows no kindness, no compassion. And therefore, by you taking those eggs and you see the animal, the mother, and you know the emotion which would be attached to that mother bird by you ripping away its young from in front of its eyes, you are developing a sense of cruelty within yourself. And therefore it's necessary to first shoo them away, to rebuild within yourself sensitivity and kindness and compassion. So that will carry with you for all days. Continues the Ramban, and he says that this is a proof also when it comes to the laws of Shechita, when it comes to ritual slaughtering of an animal, that we can do the Shechita of one of two ways. In the front, in which the animal will die in a snap of a finger, instantaneously, by the cutting of the veshet and the kana, the trachea and the esophagus. Or maybe we can chop all the way in the back and eventually it will die. What's the difference? If it's coming to tell us that we must be sensitive to the animal, then maybe we should all be vegetarians. and we should not slaughter or kill any animals at all. Explains the Ramban, the reason for Shechita is not for the animal, but rather it's for ourselves. Elulonuhem, it's for ourselves. Ladrikenu benesivas harachamim gam be'es ha-shechita. Even at the time of a slaughter, a time of bloodshed, you still have to remember to show compassion, kindness, because otherwise you will develop within yourself sense of cruelty. It's stated in the article this past Wednesday on August 8, 2007, with regard to these soldiers who did not wish to remove other Jews from Hebron. It's stated by Moshe Adler, one of the parents of the soldiers who refused, said, quote, "My son was drafted to be a fighter, a marksman, not to deport Jews." And I believe what he's saying is that even though my son walks around, he walks around with an Uzi, with a gun, and he's ready to kill in a moment's notice, still, within that same human being is rachamim, is compassion. That even engaged in the most violent and cruel acts, a Jew still needs to be able to retain their rachamim, their compassion to one another. And I believe it's no coincidence, explains Rabbi Moshe Shulman, that if we look not too much after the episode of Ir HaNidachas, the Torah discusses many, many psukim about giving tzedakah. Aser taser es kol tivu asarecha, ki patuach tivtach es yad chalo, open up your hands to the poor. Nosan titin lo, give it, vo yera bilvavcha besit chalo, and it will not be bad in your heart. What does it mean, Voyera Bilvavcha Besidchalo? When you begin to give, then your heart will no longer have that cruelty. In the event that you start sensing a lack of sensitivity, a lack of care and concern for another human being, start giving charity. Start giving of yourself to be able to counter that lack of sensitivity, of kindness, of compassion. I often state the story when I was in high school. And in Eretz Yisrael, I received an allowance as a kid. And once a month, the Gavei Tzedakah came around every day, and I would put only once a month about $10. My Rebbe came up to me and he said, "You know, I don't understand, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, you must be really proud of me. I'm giving $10. He said, "But I see you only do it about once a month." He said, "Well, what am I supposed to do? This is all the money I can give. I have very little money to give. This is all I have." She said, "You don't understand. There's nothing wrong with the amount that you're giving, but it's how you're giving it." And he proceeded to explain to me that what you must do is that you must give every single day, even if it's a smaller amount. Take that $10 bill and make it into quarters. And every single day, give a quarter. So I asked my rabbi, I said, "I don't understand. What's the difference? That person who's going to be collecting the charity at the end of the month is still going to get the same $10. What's the difference if it's a $10 bill or if it's a bunch of quarters? It's still the same amount of money. How is it going to make his life any different? How is it going to help him?" And he looked at me and said, "You don't understand. It will not help him anymore, but it'll help you. Because if you give only once in a while, it's good. But if you give every single day, then you'll become a giving person. It's not always how much you give, but rather the act of giving." In Mir Tashem, we should learn from this idea that when it comes to a Aseret Yemei Tshuva, a time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, a person looks at these laws, a time in which we're supposed to do tshuva, we're supposed to change, and very often we look at ourselves and say, what am I doing? I'm fooling myself. After all, this is how I am. Why is it necessary that in halacha we're supposed to act a little different, take it a little more seriously, davening a little more seriously, doing more mitzvos? What's the whole point? I'm probably going to be just as I am now, as soon as Yom Kippur is over. The answer is, we can never underestimate how we are affected by what we do. We often don't realize it, but by even going through the motions, God willing, it will have a positive effect. But we must do it. And as we do so, may we all be zocha to a shana tova matzuka, a good year, a year of growth for ourselves, our community, and all of Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbat.